Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the podcast that brings you animal facts, animal joke, and real life animal encounters, and always a riddle to give you a hint about next week's episode.
Yeah.
What's up, Campbell?
The sky. Oh, right. Well, I know we haven't done an episode in a while, but today we have a guest.
Oh, we do. We do. There, she's right here. Welcome to your little sister.
What's your name?
Isla.
Isla's here with us today. It's exciting.
And she'll be helping us out.
Yep. So what are we getting into today? What is our animal that we're going to be talking about today, guys?
Dogfish.
Yeah, dogfish. Spiny dogfish, right?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. So what are some things that you guys learned about dogfish?
Dogfish have really, really pointy, really pointy skin on the back.
Skin? They have spikes, right?
Yeah. On their back.
Next to their dorsal fin and their
and
tail
they're
fin.
Venomous, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
You told me about something that happened on Cape Cod with them with a bunch of fish and stuff. What was that? Like, I forget about that.
Well, so Cape Cod is, it's named Cape Cod because people used to catch lots of...
Salmon!
Not salmon. They used to catch lots of codfish off the coast of Cod.
I knew
Cape
that.
Cod, right?
Yeah.
But I think codfish populations have dwindled a little bit, but spiny dogfish has gone through the roof. They're like... pretty abundant now, but I think they had to do some conservation work to get there.
Yeah.
But spiny dogfish are actually sharks. They're like little sharks, about as long as about your size. You would be a huge spiny dogfish, Campbell.
I'd be like the world record.
Right, and Isla would be like a normal size.
Yeah, they're about spiny. As long as you are tall, Isla. Yeah, so that's like 4 to 5 feet.
Yeah, tops. Right. So most of them are like 2-3 feet. On average. So they catch a lot of them off the coast of Cape Cod.
Yeah.
But do we eat a lot of spiny dogfish here? So why are they catching all those spiny dogfish?
America, not a lot of people eat spiny dogfish in America. Isla, do you know where people eat them?
Europe?
That's right, yeah. And they're actually used in the fish and chips. In Europe.
Ah, so the fish and chips is actually spiny dogfish. Spiny sharks. So, describe what they look like, Campbell, just for people that may not have seen one.
To those of you who have seen, like, a black-tipped reef shark, it's like one of those, but without the tip, and then just smaller with, like, a rounded front head. And then just like, and then the teeth aren't all like awry. They're just like normal, just teeth. And then
They're not like the scariest looking shark in the world.
No.
They don't look like great whites or anything.
They're actually
like
kind of cute.
But they
when
do look
babies.
Like sharks.
They're kind of cute when they're babies.
Yeah, and they have these white spots kind of going down the side. And we said they are up to 4 to 5 feet in length max, right? Talk about, they live for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about that?
They live about.
For some people who don't know what they eat, they do eat jellyfishes.
Oh, they eat jellyfishes?
Oh, like us, yeah. We did an episode about that.
Yeah?
Do you know what else they eat?
Crabs.
Crabs, yeah. Do you know anything else?
I don't think so.
So they also eat squid and fish and shrimp.
Yeah, so they'll eat whatever they can really kind of get. But they also, are they top of the food chain, Campbell?
No, they're about middle of the food chain, I'd say.
Because some things will eat them, right?
Yeah, like sharks.
Bigger sharks.
Yeah, orcas, seals, maybe a goosefish. To those of you who don't know what a goosefish is, just don't look it up. You just really don't want to know what a goosefish is, all right? What are you whispering into Isla's ear over there?
Isla wanted to know where they live, and I just told her. Can you tell everybody where they live?
Um, Qatar.
And other temperate waters, a lot of other places
like South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Europe.
Yep. You started to tell us a little bit about how they live for a long time, Kim. You want to start talking about that?
Oh, yeah, they live for as long as we can, and they mature about as fast as we do. So, yeah.
Yeah, they can live like up to 80 years or maybe even longer.
Yeah.
And they start having babies. We heard a couple things. We heard like somebody said 30, somebody said 20. Maybe that's the difference between in the wild versus in captivity.
Yeah.
Because one person in an aquarium was saying they don't have babies till they're 30. So, yeah, they take a while to develop. And then they take a while, when they are pregnant, they take a long time to have a baby.
Yeah, they take, once they are pregnant, they are pregnant for 20 months to about 2 years.
Yeah, so 20 months. So, like, the period it takes for a human to have a baby is about 9 months, and then for a dogfish shark, it's 20 months, so more than twice as long.
Yeah.
Yes, Isla. Keep talking, Campbell.
Yeah, So they are about 9.8 kilograms, but those spines that Isla talked about earlier, they are venomous.
Yeah, so you don't want to get near one of those.
And they are endangered, but they are recovering.
Yep. They hunt in big groups, right?
Yeah, they're overfished. But yeah, they hunt in big groups of over hundreds and thousands. And that's how they catch so many of them at a time. They find the groups and then they catch them.
Nice. Pretty good facts, guys.
And
we got more?
Yeah, one more. Their closest relative is the cookie cutter shark.
Very interesting shark. I don't think we've done an episode on the cookie cutter shark.
We've never seen one.
Right. It's hard to, not a lot of encounters, but we've learned
and
a lot about that.
As far as we know, they're the only fish that gives live birth.
All right. Pretty good facts.
And July 15th is Shark and Ray Awareness Day.
That's good to know. We learned that because that's also your brother's birthday.
Yeah.
All right. So we have some jokes. Isla, I'm going to help Isla a little bit with hers. Are you ready, Isla?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
What did one shark say to the other?
What
did one dogfish say to the other?
What did one dogfish say to the other? There's some fit about you.
There's some fit about you from one island.
That's funny.
That's cool.
Hala, why did the shark cross the reef?
Because the shark tried to get to the other tide.
She knew it.
Oh, you were listening.
Not expect you to know that one, Isla, actually.
Nice. Good delivery, Isla. All right, cool. Those are our jokes. So we actually had a dogfish, spiny dogfish encounter with like hundreds of them one time. And you, Isla, you might not have been alive, but maybe you were like a little baby in a stroller.
Yeah.
Like an itty bitty baby. Campbell was maybe like, I don't know, 5-ish? 4-ish? Yes.
Could
there,
like, pointy thing on their back cut a pie?
Well, Isla, what did you just ask?
She just asked if the pointy thing on their back could cut pie.
I'm pretty sure maybe, Isla. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, but it's like kind of like a little spike stabby thing.
Yeah.
All right, so Campbell, tell us a little bit about that encounter.
Okay, so we were walking at the harbor.
Turn around though, because I don't think they can hear you because you're walking away.
So I was walking. We were walking in the harbor, and we saw these like big nets, and they were emptying out like hundreds of these spiny dogfish.
Mm-hmm.
Into these big, like, barrels.
I was shocked at how many... The boats were pulling up onto the dock and just dumping them out into this... They had, like, bins of them, and then they would throw them into this, like, hopper, and then the hopper would rise up and then dump them out into this, like, conveyor belt thing. Do you remember where that was?
Yeah, that was in like Boston Harbor.
Not Boston Harbor.
Maine?
It was off of Cape Cod.
Oh, it was?
In a town called Chatham, which is like a nice kind of nice place to go. But they right on the dock there, you can go watch as all the fishermen come in and unload their catch. And they were unloading hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of spiny dogfish. Yes, Isla?
Well, on a boat, they could reel in a lot of baby dogfish.
Yeah, they can. Yeah. They do. They go out because they hunt in big schools, so they're able to go out and catch them in nets.
Yeah.
And then they bring them in, but we probably watched like four or five boats unload, and it was just amazing how many they were thrown out there.
Yeah.
They're all dead. It was kind of sad and kind of hard to watch. I remember, Campbell, you're an animal lover, and you didn't like seeing that. But we learned a little bit about how they were overfished, and now they've done a really good or a better job of conserving them so that we were able to catch what we need, even though it seemed like a lot, right? And most of those fish were going to Europe to become fish and chips, right?
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people eat it here. But apparently they've done a good job of like conserving them, so now fishermen can fish them more, but not too much so that they end up, you know, extinct.
To the riddle.
We'll get to the riddle. All
right, so, I have a bushy tail that cannot fail. I'm certainly not the size of a whale.
Bushy tail that cannot fail. I'm certainly not the size of a whale. All right.
Yes.
We'll find out next week on...
Isla, what's the podcast called?
Animal Adventures.
You got it.
That's right.
Animal Adventures. Bye, guys.
Bye.